is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. The headline in Haaretz in these last hours: Israeli army destroys Lion's Den's bomb factory in Nablus. 20 other Palestinians, along with 5 killed, were injured, and a 6th died in a separate incident near Ramallah in these last hours. We welcome someone to help us understand why now, what was the target, Dr. Aaron Lehrman, Vice President of the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security. Aaron, a very good evening to you. What was the target? Why now? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Frankly, this group that called himself very grandly the Lion's Den, Arin al-Usud in Arabic, is essentially a group of disgruntled Fatah young men, mostly Fatah-associated young men, not Hamas, not Palestinian Islamic Jihad necessarily, but influenced increasingly by the sense that the Palestinian Authority is good for nothing. There's an opportunity for young people to basically take over the struggle against Israel and build them their reputation and their standing. And it became a very noisy operation. They also actually did carry out several attacks. They tried to send a man on a bombing mission in Tel Aviv, but he was suspected and arrested. And mainly the problem was that this was becoming an inspiration to others across the Palestinian society, and there was a need to act quickly to put an end to their activity, not only because of the terrorist attacks that they were planning, but also because others were beginning to be inspired by this new model of activity in Nablus, in Shechem. And so the IDF and the security intelligence services planned an unusually extensive operation, and based on very specific intelligence, and moved in. This is happening against the background of chaos and the dysfunction of the Palestinian Authority, its failure to put an end to such activities. The result, however, has been quite impressive. There were no casualties on the Israeli side. Some key operators of this new group were killed. Others understood the danger to them and gave themselves up to the Palestinian Authority. Israel is acting decisively in order to forestall such developments in the future.
Thank you.
I think it would be useful if you could give some idea of the scope of their activities. I mean, there have been many, many attacks, and some where they took the lives of Israelis, soldiers and civilians. But what has been the response of the PA security forces, both to the attacks and to Israel's response?
Well, the Palestinian Authority is essentially dysfunctional in many ways, although their security forces can still act here and there, and the Israeli establishment does talk to them and work with them in certain areas, but we can no longer trust them to be effective in preventing terrorism coming from the Judea and Samaria areas, particularly northern Samaria, Jenin and Nablus. We had a wave of terror killing Israeli civilians in March this year, and this was followed by a prolonged set of nightly operations by the IDF under the general title called Operation Wave Breaker, because this was meant to break, and it succeeded in breaking the wave of terrorism. Palestinian Authority was basically irrelevant in this situation. They loudly denounced Israeli actions. Behind the scenes, I would suspect that some of our information does come from them. But when they tried to arrest one noisy Hamas-associated terrorist in Nablus, part of the city erupted in protest against them. Their control is weakening, and it leaves Israel in a situation where it has to act on its own.
Dr. Lerman, is this evidence that the Palestinian Authority has lost credibility to its own people and that Abbas has outlived his welcome?
Well, there's plenty of evidence of that. He's now serving his 17th year of a four-year term. He never again put himself up for election, and people suspect that if he does, the results would be resounding. The corruption, dysfunction, waste, and occasional brutality of the Palestinian Authority have become notorious. And the only problem for Israel is that the alternative is even worse, to basically demolish them and take over, or even worse, take the risk that it will be Hamas which would take over, means that despite all these obvious failures, the Israeli defense establishment still feels that it is better to leave them in place and try to work to the best of our ability with this extremely flawed sort of semi-governmental creature, the PA, rather than dismantle them and assume direct responsibility, because that would burden Israel with an immense load of practical everyday matters that it does not want to deal with.
Malcolm?
If I could just ask quickly about the response that you're noting. Is this indication that there will be popular support behind them? Any chance of escalating towards a new intifada, as some have threatened? And is this a sign that the PA has lost control of Jenin and Nablus completely?
We just have a couple of minutes. 2 minutes, Dr. Lerman.
Yeah, very quickly. It has lost, to a large extent, the control over groups like that. But the very swift and effective Israeli action, I think, has dismantled the myth that was beginning to build around this group. And therefore, it also scotched their prospects of igniting a so-called third intifada.
The loss of control of Nablus and Jenin?
No, the fact that Israel worked very effectively and quickly to destroy the core element of this new group, the Lion's Den, signaled that their hopes of being followed by the Palestinian masses were destroyed in one blow.
Dr. Lerman, always follow the money. Is there evidence of where they were, who gave them financing? We have a minute.
We have reasons to suspect that Iran is deeply interested in roiling the West Bank. Gaza is very quiet because they learned their lessons after the last two Israeli operations. So they need another place in which to turn our attentions away from Syria and away from the Iranian nuclear project. And they are pouring money into terrorist activities in northern Samaria for that reason.
Dr. Aaron Lerman is vice president of the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security. Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.